Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and the story goes like this. A man goes charging into a burning house, and out he comes with a helpless victim in his arms. Well, that's the type of storyline that you'd find on one of those TV shows like Chicago Fire or Emergency. Do you remember that one? It's also the type of storyline that you'll find on the 5 o'clock news. In one such case, the rescuer was asked, "What crossed your mind when you heard the cry for help?" And he paused and he thought for a moment. He looked down and then he looked up and he answered, "Well, I looked around to see if anybody else would answer it, but then I thought, no, not my problem." But then it dawned on me that if I didn't go in there, I would never be able to live with myself. Perhaps the quality that we most admire in a person is courage. The Apostle Peter writes, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you." Peter encourages. The Apostle Peter encourages the abused and threatened Christians. He encourages them to be self-controlled and alert. He encouraged them to have, in just one word, courage. He encourages courage. Now, such counsel is not new in the long and turbulent history of God's people. Three times the Lord urges Joshua, "Be strong and courageous," as Moses' successor to lead the people into the promised land of Israel. But with many of the Old Testament patriarchs, the image of courage is marred by cowardice. Even Moses himself couldn't find enough excuses to avoid a confrontation with Pharaoh. "Oh Lord, please send somebody else to do it." Now Gideon, well, he obeys the command of the Lord to tear down the altar of Baal, but because of his fear, he was afraid of his family, he was afraid of the men in the town, he does so under the cover of darkness. Jeremiah, he begs off as well. "I do not know how to speak. I am only a child," he responds to God in his order to prophesy. Fear of being hurt or even being killed is not limited to biblical figures. The first three centuries after Christ were rough. During one tough point, the bishop of Carthage, Cyprian, suddenly disappeared, and that sent the people a-scurrying. Some said, "Now, what kind of an example is that?" Well, others, they thought it was great. After all, if he is hidden away, he cannot get hurt. A general should keep himself away from the front lines of battle. 7 years later, when another persecution arose, he was there. Cyprian was there. Perhaps, just perhaps, the lesson is simply this. Even those who usually display courage will on occasion lose heart. Have you ever lost heart? Did you ever lose heart? While no concrete definition for courage is given in the Bible, it could be defined as the confidence that God will see you through. Do you remember the courage of Esther? She was the Jew who became the queen of Persia some 450 years before Christ. Her marriage to King Xerxes, well, it could have prevented the annihilation of the entire Jewish nation. One of the high officials in Persia persuaded the king to destroy all the Jews because he claimed that they had disobeyed his laws. while anyone who approached the king without being summoned would be put to death, including his wife, Esther decides to come to him in order to save her people. Courageously, she says, "If I perish, I perish." Throughout the Bible, in story and in command, we are told to have courage. Have courage. In the late 1700s, a 14-year-old girl by the name of Marie was told by the authorities to renounce her beliefs. She belonged to a Christian group called the Huguenots, a French nickname for the Protestants. It was a very simple request that was made. All she had to do was say, "I renounce." But Marie refused. And as a result, she was imprisoned in a single room with 30 other women who also refused, and they remained there for 38 years. Occasionally, they were asked again, "Do you renounce?" And they not only said no, they even carved a word into the wall, a French word for resist. Tourists still stare at that word carved into the wall, shaking their heads as they hear this astonishing story. And today, we live in a world where religious beliefs are so easily thrown aside. If it's inconvenient, forget it. Commitment like Marie's seem to be beyond comprehension anymore. When we think about those women sitting there day after day, week after week, year after year, how they had such courage. They would not deny their Lord. They would not resist. Peter encourages us to have courage and resist. Peter pictures the devil as a roaring lion seeking to devour. Think about the hungry lions in the arena with the weakened Christians. Think about the martyr's blood that was poured on that arena floor. Satan roars like a lion. But Satan also masquerades as an angel of light. The temptation to deny our faith may be more subtle than it was in Marie's case. It may be for just a calling of a bending of God's commandments. "Oh, don't break, just bend a little." Some would argue, goodness knows, there can't be any harm in that. But there is. There is. "Resist the devil and he will flee from you," the Apostle James admonishes us. And Peter encourages us to have courage and resist. On Calvary, there was one man, Jesus Christ. He did have courage. He did resist. He was brave enough to suffer and die. You see, it was a must situation. For all humanity faced eternal damnation, everlasting separation from the Creator because of sin. Jesus had courage, and he resisted the devil. And Peter encourages you to have courage and to resist. So a word to some of you who are here today. Whatever your burden, whatever your cross, whatever your suffering, if it takes great courage to even get up in the morning and to face another day, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Amen. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Let us worship our God with our tithes and our offerings.